the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 658, recorded on Monday, September 7th, 2026. It is almost fall, which
wait,
is
wait,
why...
Wait, what was the number of the episode?
658.
Okay, 658, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We're coming up on 666 soon.
Oh, Damien will be born upon the world.
That will be very close to Halloween too.
That'll be fun. That'll be very fun for those that believe in that. It's 88 degrees and sunny in Chubland. Fall like weather has kind of sort of begun. It's been very nice. And it's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
Did you labor today?
Every day's laboring. Come on, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. It's also 27 days till Canadian Thanksgiving, 54 until Halloween, 80 until American Thanksgiving, and 109 until Christmas. We are right up, headed toward the amount of time to Christmas. That is almost the amount of time that Mitch McConnell has not been heard from or seen in
Well, now
forever.
let me ask you this: shouldn't we?
Yes.
Okay, when Canada becomes the 51st state, will it have to do our Thanksgiving then, the American Thanksgiving?
Apparently someone in the regime also want them to stop speaking French. So I would imagine that they'll probably force our Thanksgiving on them. And then let's remember that Canada does have some conservatism, but the bulk of them are very much more liberal. And as a voting bloc, let's just say that, we're in. So
yeah, I know.
hold on.
It'd be a big mistake, but okay.
Yeah, they don't say like that. All right.
Oh, wait, did you hear about New Mexico?
You mean New America?
New America.
Yes. New America. I love that idea.
You know, this has just become a child who is just, you know, he's trying to bully, but he's just stupid, you know. It really is like that episode out of the Twilight Zone with Billy Mummy, where he was the little kid who could wish you out in the cornfield. And it's gotten to the point, except now it's more ridiculous. It's like now he really can't do anything, but he talks a big stupid talk. So
well, I want to know why. If we own the moon, if America owns the moon, why have we not had mail-in ballots from there before? I mean, obviously they can't show up in person.
Well, that's because no one lives on the moon.
What? That's crazy talk. I'm sure people live on the moon. Isn't that where the Nazis went? Oh, wait, though, that was a really bad movie. All right. Hey, let's talk about Patreon really quick. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Big Steve, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose Pete. Please visit patreon.com to find out how you, patreon.com/madburlingame to find out how you can become a member of our little troop for as little as $1 a month. Please bear with me as I reposition the microphone. All right, there we go. Time for our affirmations, and this one's going to be beautiful. Take a deep breath, center yourself. I have permission to change my mind when new wisdom arrives. And that's one I actually think is very good. You know, when you learn something new, say, oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Okay,
well,
well,
that's called growing.
yeah, exactly. And growing up, not out,
Well,
like we tend to.
evolving, yes.
There you go. Evolving up, not out, like, you know, we tend to.
Oh, well, sorry, I killed your joke the first time around. It didn't work the second time either, but
Don't
continue.
know. It kind of did. All right.
Hey,
It's
what's happening
time.
this day in history?
Well, you will not believe that in 1776, the American submarine Turtle attempts to be the world's first submarine attack targeting the British warship Eagle in the New York Harbor. Can you imagine submarine 1776? I had no
Well,
idea. I thought it would be at least like 100 years later.
when was what's his name who
Jules
did
Verne.
yeah when was he alive?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Okay. 1813, the United States gains the nickname Uncle Sam, associated with meat packer Samuel Wilson. In 1864, Union General William T. Sherman orders civilians to evacuate Atlanta during the Civil War. 1940, Nazi Germany begins the Blitz, launching sustained bombing raids against London. 1977, treaties are signed, providing the eventual transfer of the Panama Canal to Panama. Oh, really? I remember somebody having a hissy fit about that. I wonder who it was. 1996, rapper and actor Tupac Shakur was shot in Las Vegas. He dies 6 days later at the age of 25. I had no idea he was that young. It's awful. So what'd you find out?
Let's see. First of all, he was born in February 8th, which was my parents' wedding anniversary, but not the year, which is
That was
1828.
oh, okay. So then he could have been inspired by tales like that. And actually, February 8th, that was my father's birthday.
This is interesting. First of all, I didn't realize he was French.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but his notable works are Around the World in 80 Days, Journey to the Center of the Earth, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Mysterious Island, From the Earth to the Moon, and In Search of the Castaways. I mean, he was the Stephen King of his time.
Yeah, definitely. Journey to the Center of the Earth. That was one of my favorites. That was my favorite movie.
Now the one with Pat Boone, right?
The older one,
Yes,
yeah,
I
the one where
know.
they sit on the chameleon.
Remember when they ate Gertrude?
I was a kid. I was so upset about that. I was like,
Yeah.
he needs to die, and he
Yeah,
did.
I was devastated.
Yeah, good truth. And of course, it was always nice, even though I didn't really understand why I liked the shirtless man. I
You
liked
mean
the
Pat
shirtless
Boone?
man. Oh yes, he was quite something.
Wow.
All right. Well, famous birthdays. 1933, Queen Elizabeth I. Oh wait, sorry. Let me take that one again. 1533, in case I didn't get that number right. Queen Elizabeth I, Queen of England and Ireland, although Ireland was debatable. 1860, Grandma Moses, the American folk artist. 1936, Buddy Holly, influential rock and roller and songwriter. And in 1943, I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, singer best known for I Will Survive. Now, there were a couple.
Which is the only song to ever win Best Disco Song.
Yeah. Now, isn't she recently come out as a Trump supporter?
No, she has been a Trump supporter. She
Yeah.
remains a Trump supporter.
I think that it was recently that I found out
Well,
and went, what?
it's because she won the presidential medal thing.
That's
And it's
right.
like everyone's going, okay, so it's because it was just the worst group of people too. I mean, there were some good people, but it was like it's like a who's who of MAGA. And then all of a
Right.
sudden, Gloria Gaynor, really? That's unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how sad, one of the not Beastie Boys, one of the YMCA people.
Yeah. The Village
So,
People.
yes, so one of the Village People and Gloria Gaynor, known for two of the top gay iconic songs of all time, and both fucking nuts.
Okay, don't forget the guy from the
Oh.
Village People was not an original member.
Okay,
I don't
well, I
think
can kind of
so.
accept that. So he was just a pitch hitter.
Wait, but he did write the
Yeah, I was gonna say,
YMCA.
yeah, because he had the rights to it.
So maybe he wasn't in originally and then took over for the cop.
I have no
Because I
idea.
know there were a few cops before,
Yeah.
yeah. And I know that the whole group now is not the original group at all.
Right.
So I'm not sure. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah. All right. There were a couple famous deaths in 1978. Keith Moon, drummer of The Who, he was only 32 years old. And then in 2022, Marsha Hunt, the American actress, was age 104. And I believe we probably may have talked about her, depending on when we started doing this segment. I'm not sure. All right. Well, let's see if we ended up celebrating any holidays other than, of course, the one that we're doing, Labor Day. All right. It is Google Commemoration Day. Have you commemorated your Google?
My Google,
Yeah.
I did
Did you
fiddle
just
with my
Google
Google
something?
yesterday.
All right. Well, I guess that's appropriate. How about Grandma Moses Day?
It's her birthday.
Yeah,
Now,
I didn't even realize.
was she the one that did the vagina pictures?
We'll have to look that up because I'm not
Because
totally
there's
sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure
She was
either.
quite old. Let's see. She was born, didn't need to know that, in New York, proclaimed Grandma 100. Yeah. Okay. She began selling her painting. Okay. She was self-taught, painted primitive style, depicting things that she was familiar with, focusing on peaceful scenes, rural life, and farm work.
Okay.
And she would sell her paintings for $10 each at a local drugstore until a collector found her and said, "Girl, you're worth so much more than that." And then she
I'm
became
going to buy
Grandma
it
Moses.
all, and then you can die, and then I'll sell it all for a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. All
Yeah.
right, it's mouth guard day.
I've never had one.
You know, I haven't either, although they were talking about maybe getting me one because I have like two teeth that connect, I guess. So I don't know. I don't know about that stuff really. All right,
Yeah,
it's
a lot of that was braces back in our day,
Oh yeah, no, never did any of that.
Yeah.
National Acorn Squash Day.
I probably won't have acorn squash today, but I do like it.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I don't think about getting it. So,
It's really nice. You roast it for
yeah.
about 45 minutes with some garlic butter or, some kind of
Oh.
seasoned butter or
Okay.
oil on it, and then s clean it off of the skin, and it's delightful.
Sounds like it. National Beer Lovers Day. You don't like beer.
I mean, I don't hate it, but it's
Yeah.
not my. The only reason I ever drank beer was because it was the cheapest thing at the bar.
I like the first couple swallows of a really cold, good beer, and then once it starts getting warmer, I'm done. Yeah. It is National Feel the Love Day. Have you felt the love today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I felt a little love today. I don't know. Maybe
Yeah.
later. It's National Grateful Patient Day. Are you a grateful patient?
Yeah. I'm a good patient.
Yeah, I think I am too. I just want them to, figure it out, and not take a month in between figuring it out.
I have been a bad
Figure it out.
patient. But
Really?
yeah, last year it was the dentist, and they kept having me come back and do, oh, we're gonna do this day, and then we're gonna do this the next time, we're gonna do this, and it's like, and the last time they did three things, and I'm like, what the hell? And they put this new cap on, and it didn't match the other teeth. They remember how they used to make it so the bite was this, I mean, not the bite, but if it was a flat tooth, it was, the other was a flat tooth, or if there was like teeth things in them. They were mountainous. They were mountainous. Okay, well, this one is just a rock in my mouth. I hate it. And they kind of rolled their eyes when I told them I did not like it. And I did not like that response either. But usually I'm really good.
Yeah, usually with dentists, I couldn't afford things like caps and stuff. So it was like, just pull it out. Here's your $300. Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's what you say to a lot of people, so.
Well, for $300, they better be doing more than pulling it out. All right, National Neither Snow Nor Rain Day.
Okay, we got that.
Yeah, done.
Really,
Salami Day.
September 7th is neither rain or snow. Well, that's pretty good chances that's gonna, happen every year. Jesus. Okay, sorry.
It's national,
Salami?
no, it's National Salami Day.
Okay, don't have any salami.
Yeah, I stopped buying it. For some reason, I love salami, and for some reason, about 2 years ago, no salami that I've had ever since has been good at all.
Well,
Can't stand it.
well, a lot of that has to do with you. The salami hasn't changed. You have. I that happens to me all the time.
There.
I used to not be able to get enough broccoli, and now I want to eat. Yeah, I'll take like a bite of broccoli and go, okay, this is just, I don't want this.
Yeah, there's actually a number of foods that I cooked a ham steak the other day and split it between mom and I. Neither of us could. It was so salty and so it was just like, no, can't do it anymore. I don't know. All right. And it's also Superhuman Day.
Well, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
that's every day for me.
Same. We're good. All right. Let's see. Time for some birthdays. And this birthday. All right. Today's birthdays. Happy birthday to Estefan. Who turns 34 years old and actually is a really cool guy. I've worked with him on a number of projects and it's very fun. All right, it's also happy birthday to Scott, Elise, one of our, or I should say Elsie. I always get that wrong. It's Elsie, one of our favorite people in the pet rescue industry. Also to Davin. Hello, Davin. We have Jimmy, Brake, Nell, Richard Wagner, who's 77 years old, and one of the first people I knew that actually had a degree in like sexology. And I don't mean that in a funny sort of way. And also, oh, our dear friend Jason, his birthday's coming up. Happy birthday, Jason. And then, of course, Chris, one of our listeners. So, happy birthday, y'all. And now it's time to get a little bit more serious with some chub hugs. Would you like to start?
No, you start.
Okay, well, let's start with our dear friend Timothy, who regularly does the chub hug segments. We want to send him a huge chub hug out because, we didn't hear from him this week, and we hope that he's going okay and everything's all right.
It's not chub hugs.
Yeah, that is chub hugs.
No, he is the hey
Oh, well,
Chubs.
hey, chub. One or the other. It's all chubby to me. So anyway,
Yeah, we want to get send hugs out to Matt, who can't get his shit together. Go ahead.
hey, I got the trouble going, so we're
Okay.
good.
All right. Good.
All
Good.
right. Also to Mr. Phoenix Dave. He and his husband came home and found that their pride flag they fly outside of their house had been set on fire.
You're kidding.
Nope, and was completely burned. So, within a couple hours of finding that out, a new pride flag was proudly flowing, and a police report was done. And they're trying to see if any of their neighbors have any video because their ring unfortunately was not working. So,
It's probably the neighbors.
yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
so we send you a lot of love and hang in there and be prideful. And the last one is a very sad one. Just this morning, our sweet friend Don, who lives on our street, his pup Stewie got out and unfortunately was didn't make it. Got into an accident up on one of the main roads, and so he is no longer with us. And so we send him huge chub hugs out. Because that's something we all know. Loss of a pet is super, super hard. So, all right. How about you?
Well, I do want to mention that another hurricane is heading to Hawaii.
Oof.
It doesn't look like it's going to hit them, but it's going to be a lot of flooding, a lot of wind, a lot of mess. And
Yeah.
so, and then we've got Marie hitting Los Angeles. I mean, it's tropical storm. It's not a hurricane anymore, but still. They're getting rain and wind and storm surge, surf coming up like in Long
Wow.
Beach. Terrible, terrible. So,
Huh.
and also to finally to one of our favorites who lost his dear rabbit this week.
Yes.
So
Absolutely.
she was as much fun for us as is for him, I'm sure. So,
Yeah, very, 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 very sad because we followed him and their story for a while.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's nothing in our feedback this time. So maybe we should send a chub hug out to Sean and hope that he's doing well. And then move on to find out if Mitch McConnell has actually passed or not.
Well,
Celebrity deaths.
he's still dead. Nothing's confirmed, but he's
Oh.
definitely still dead. Disney actress Carla Jeffries, known for starring in the Zombies franchise, she died at the age of 33. I
Oh.
don't know what she died of, but she was the secondary character. It's not there's the lead couple, and then she was the girl's best friend through, I think there are four or five of the zombie movies. They're actually pretty cute for, Disney. So,
Yeah.
but that was kind of shocking. Cassandra Wilson, the two-time Grammy Award-winning jazz singer, songwriter, and producer, she died at the age of 70. Gloria Steinem, the journalist and feminist icon, has died at 92. And just saying journalist and feminist icon is cutting her short.
Yes.
If you don't know what she's done and you see a reel that kind of tells about her life, she was quite extraordinary. So
Very.
now this is a kind of an interesting one. Ator Zumi?
Zoom? I have
Yeah.
no, I
Well, he
don't
passed away at 66 this week.
know.
And he's best known as a Brazilian voice over artist. Now
Wow.
he's and there, I thought this was really interesting. He's done voice over for Christian Bale, Owen Wilson, and of course that includes the Bruce Wayne Batman, Christopher Nolan that you were talking about last week. He did all of the Christian Bale voice in that one. He's done for the games. He's played Hercules in Disney's Hercules, Prince Charming in Shrek. He's been an did Avatar. He did just everything. He's done the One Piece series. He died September 4th, but what's so interesting is that he is probably best, like one of the best known actors that people might not even know who he is.
Yeah,
But
that's
what a
incredible.
career. You know, he's been doing a lot of shit for a lot of years. Victor Miller, who is the screenwriter of the original Friday the 13th, died at 86 years old. Boy, have you ever heard the story of how that got made? Friday the 13th. It's
I must have, but it's not coming to me.
really something. I remember the funny part was Betsy Palmer did not want to do the role, but they bought her a car, so she did the role.
Well, yeah.
Edward Field, the irreplaceable poet, died this week at 102. He gave an interview where he discussed his first sexual gay sex in the 30s, having an affair with his platoon sergeant in boot camp. That sounds like that show that was just on
Yeah.
Netflix. But in the 40s, and he was a World War II hero.
Wow.
And finally, I did want to mention we kind of glazed over Dolly Parton last week. You know, I was too busy feeling bad that everybody seemed to glaze over Tim Curry, and we
Right.
but I did want I saw an interview with Jane Fonda in which she said that they were into the shooting of the show. First of all, Dolly showed up with all her lines memorized, every single line in the show memorized, and Jane laughed like she knew all, she thought she had to know it all before she got there, you know. And
Aww.
it's like you pick up two pieces of the script and you memorize it and you do that scene and it's nothing, you know. But
Right.
it was cute that she came prepared. And they were in a few weeks into the shooting, and she comes up to Lily and Jane and goes, "I think I got a song for the show." And so Jane said that Dolly always had the long fingernails, so she was doing her nails, you know, dun 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 dun, dun. And then she sang 9 to 5, and Lily and Jane are looking at each other like, "Oh my God!" And Jane said, "I didn't know if the movie was going to be a hit, but I knew the song was."
Wow.
So it's just I love hearing these stories. It was funny. I saw online they were doing, it's you take chicken or turkey, and then you put some cream of chicken soup over that, and then you put the dressing, the instant dressing kind of stuff, and you put that over the top and you bake it. And it was one of Dolly's recipes. And so I was going to make that, and then our chicken went bad, so I didn't make that. But the next day, I saw that recipe being shown on Reels about 12 times on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
but it was be, you know, once again, they're listening.
Of course.
Nah.
But
So.
I've been seeing so many reels, and because it was so, it really affected me. I've been kind of skipping over the reels about her, and finally I made myself like really sit and watch them, and it just made me fall in love with her all over again. She was so on it, and
Yeah.
she was just a tiny little thing.
Well, and the
Yeah,
thing,
well, except for,
and I'm just imagining, had she, well, maybe that's why she who was who she was. I was thinking, if she hadn't grown up, and I say this lovingly, backwards in the Ozarks, that maybe she could have, who knows who she would have been, but maybe if she grew up in New York, she wouldn't have been Dolly Parton. So, you got to take it for what it is. And she was wonderful. Just you, I'm still waiting for someone to go, "Oh God, I met her and she was a bitch." No one, no one's come up with that
No one has
story.
ever, I've never heard anything like that. I always heard that she was exactly the way that you see her.
Yeah, I saw a reel where there's this little boy, and he's at a parade, and Dolly's in the parade, and he's like going, "Oh my God, Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton, there she is, there she is." And Dolly looks at him and points at him, and he went berserk. He started screaming like, he had just been shot, but he was so thrilled that Dolly Parton pointed at him. Anyway.
Well, and to find out that when her husband was sick, she was his caretaker. She was his main caretaker, and then she got sick herself, and but I mean, I don't even have words for how incredible she was.
Well, and the fact is, Carl just died what, like a year ago, right?
Yeah,
Maybe two.
if that,
And
yeah.
that's, a lot, that shows you how close they were, because couples who, are very close tend to not last much longer after the first one has passed. So,
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right.
my
Well,
week.
yeah.
Okay, on Big Brother last week, they got rid of Lala, which I was surprised. I thought they would get rid of, I think her name is Terry. Is it Terry? No, Taylor. I thought they would have gotten rid of Taylor. They're the two last remaining black people in the house. So, how that
Yeah,
goes.
they tend to do that, don't
Yeah,
they?
they tend to do that. But what was cool was this week, Barrett, who is kind of, he's kind of in between the two sides. Well, this week he won HOH, and he put up the three icons. These are one that's already done the show, and two from Survivor. That they were kind of the special people they brought in. But he put all three of them up for the first time. Everyone's been so afraid to do it, and he put them all up. And I thought, well, thank God, at least you made a move, and you weren't. Most of the people have been playing to the icons. So, oh no, we love them. We don't want them. They're going to win. They're going to win, and you're going to lose money. You're stupid. So, anyway, so at least something exciting happened this week. Project Runway has been, oh my God, the guy that they got rid of last week, or th I thought they got rid of last week, they brought him back this week. They had a special, "I'm bringing you back," and then he left again. So bye bye. Oh, and he was such a bitch. Just a nasty bitch. That's all I have to say. Okay. Let's see. I did want to mention that South Park did win the Emmy for Best Animated Series,
Good.
and now we're all waiting for Donald Trump to go, "Oh, I finally won my first Emmy." We're getting ready to start the last season of Silo. It's all played out. It's one of those where I just didn't want to watch it. I want to watch one a night for what, it's 8 or 10 nights, and then that's it. Ted Lasso has been terrific. The world's dumbest person. It's such a fun show. It's on Hulu, and if you're not watching it, you're missing out. It's just too much fun because nobody wants to be called the dumbest person in America. So we finished Alone UK, which was much better than Alone Australia. It was only six episodes, though. That was what was weird. But the people were interesting. And I mean, in Alone Australia, I thought they were going to come and find somebody hanging from a tree. This woman was so depressed. And I'm like, oh, you just go home. Go home. You're making everyone watching depressed, listening to how depressed you are. It was weird. We're watching Outer Banks, even though I don't want to, but Sean likes it. The Outer Banks are the area of North Carolina that's on the ocean, and it looks like it should be Key West, but it's anyway. So when I watch it, I think, well, maybe I'll see moose, in there,
No.
because everyone in North Carolina knows each other, so
I would think so. Or
well,
are
I mean,
related.
they think that. We all know everybody in California knows. It's like, oh, I've got a friend in Los Angeles. Are you close to Los Angeles? No, not at all.
I know. Yeah.
Lanterns had a new episode last night.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's I find it in it entertaining. And let's see, we're almost done with The Shards. That's the serial killer Ryan
Oh,
Murphy,
yeah.
1980s. We're halfway through The Beast in Me, which is up for Emmys. Hasn't won any yet. No, it did win. It did win for original music. But the Emmy Awards aren't actually until next week. So the important Emmys where they handed out to the actors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We watched episode one of House of Dragons, and then afterwards we deleted it. So it's off my
Not missing a damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, we were just like watching it going. Afterwards, I go, what happened? I don't know. Okay, we're not watching anymore. I did want to mention that Sean got a notification for jury duty
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, and they never called him in.
Oh, that's good.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Why can't that happen to me?
Well, you're about 10, what? You're not that far away from the age when you can just opt out now.
Oh no, they love this age.
Yeah, well, most people that age don't have anything else to do.
Let's see. I did watch The Mandalorian and
Oh,
Yogurt.
yeah, Grogu, what'd you think?
Okay. It sure would have been better as a series. It was, first of all, it was the ending happened in 3 seconds. The finale was like, oh my God, what? It's over. Oh, okay. That was weird because it took forever to get there. No, it just it wasn't filmed like it should have been a movie. It was filmed like it should have been a TV series that they edited together and said, oh yeah, we're gonna go out and make some money. And of course it didn't make money, so
Yeah, what'd you think of the little mechanical creatures?
mechanical creatures.
Yeah, the little tiny guys that, Grogu is bigger than.
Oh, I like them. They were cute.
Yeah. I like them, but there were a couple points when I'm like, okay, I get it. There's enough with them now.
Yeah.
So
So, yeah, for me it was still entertaining, but for 2 hours and 15 minutes, I would have rather seen it in six installments.
I don't disagree, but I'm still okay with it.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Source well, always at the
What?
end of summer we always start watching Harry Potter's the
Yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
So we got through Sorcerer's Stone and Chamber of Secrets. And Chamber of Secrets, as I've always said, least favorite of the I don't like the Kenneth Branagh character,
Oh.
at all. And it's just I don't know. I didn't mind the stark cleanness of the original because it was the original, but in the second one, it just felt like, okay, soundstage, it just everything looked so fake. And then we got the third one, Prisoner of Azkaban, which was so real, and it was such a breath of fresh air. I think that's kind of what did it for me. And I did want to mention that there's been something passed in California legislation. It's we'll find it on the list this year, on the holidays. They're renaming September 25th as Dolly Parton Day because it's 9 to 5.
Right. I hope that they do that. I saw and I kind of shared that on Facebook. I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. Speaking of the Kenneth Branagh character in that. I had talked a couple weeks ago, I think, about the actor who was supposed to play that character in the upcoming series, and how he got a lot of backlash from it. So he actually stepped out of that role and said, "No, I'm going to listen to my, trans and everybody friends and say no." And the company were basically like, "That's fine. We already have somebody else. So bye."
So that's fine.
Yeah.
It's Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt, who I actually have come to really like now that I know who he is, because I've seen him in like 100 fucking things, and I'm always like, wait, okay, that's that guy.
Yeah,
And then
he's the Beast in X-Men, the new X-Men, or
right, which
the
I
now is the
miss.
old the newer of the X-Men, but not the newest coming out, so.
Right. And of course, but I think I liked him most as Renfield.
Oh yeah, he was good.
Oh, and then of course the queen. He was the king to the queen in that Hulu show. Remember? Yeah, I it's not
It's
coming to
the
me. Catherine the Great or
it's
something
the
like that.
Russian
Yes, yeah.
comedy.
He was a very beautiful man. Anyway, all right. So you got a lot there. All right. Well, I'm gonna just start in touching on Lanterns, which I caught up with, and I don't hate the show, but it's not giving me anything. I'm like, you're being too vague. You're being too gritty. I like superheroes, not how much can we torture or superheroes gone bad or just, ugh, I don't know. It's not hit my buttons, but I will stick with it
At least
and
nobody's head's blown
see.
up like in The Boys.
Who is that?
What? No, in The Boys, the
Who?
superhero, they were
You
the bad.
said no one
No one's
is, or
head's blown
okay,
up.
I see what you're saying. I missed the no part. Yeah, and of course, when that truck got hit with the big lightning bolt, I knew that. I was like, please, girl. Anyway, next, so yeah, there's that. I will say that the cast is really great, and I think that the guy, the actor playing Hal Jordan, is a very attractive, actually.
He's always been.
Both of those guys are very attractive guys. So, oh, and then the whole nude scene with the one. I was a little surprised that they were doing that, but I was not unhappy about it at
Yeah,
all. Yeah.
and in the drawing, he had a nice
I
wiener.
know. He was like, "Hey, and we've seen your wiener." So, yeah. Okay, I've been starting to watch the Halloween Baking Championship starting with season two. I kind of do this every year now, but I'm doing it in smaller doses. I don't know. It's just I'm hoping that they come out with an actual one this year. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I hope so
Yeah.
too.
And I hope they're not going to try to do some weird team thing or something like that. Just have the what works. Also, I've been watching more 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. It's a British show, very fun with Jimmy Carr, and they are on, it is on BritBox. And if you are somebody that likes game shows, but a game show that is not totally all game show and is more about comedy and fun, totally up your alley. And just fun and a little bit dirty and yeah. All right. Then I've started watching, I'm not too far in yet, but I started watching this show called You're Only Young Twice. And it's a British sitcom produced in from Yorkshire Television in 1977, and it ran to 1981. Let's see, it had 31 episodes, but it's set in Paradise Lodge, a retirement home for retired gentlefolk. The comedy basically follows the residents as they rebel against the rules and continually outwit the long-suffering staff. And it's got a lot of like the big comedy actresses like Diana King in it, and people that you've seen them in all the old British shows, but you didn't really know what their names were, but you knew
Well,
who they were.
okay, what do they mean by gentlefolk? Is this like
It's a retired gentlefolk, so it's in quotes, so it's kind of, like, oh, we're not just old biddies that had lost everything and ended up having to be in a retirement home. We're gentlefolk, so anyway, all right. I'm also t doing my Charmed marathon, which starts in September. And I'm doing seasons 1 through 3, and past that, I don't know, we'll see. And I've been enjoying it, but man, is it after you've watched it 12, 13, 15 times, you just see so much of the cheese. So cheesy. All right. Then I watched the new 2022. So it's not that new. The Batman. It's the Robert Pattinson one, which I did not remember being that bad. And oh my God, it was that bad.
It mostly it was that long.
It was long. Production values were really good.
If you could see.
He was, that's true. They had a definite Game of Thrones issue going on.
So dark.
Catwoman, I liked more than I did in the when I watched it originally. I thought her character was a lot better than I gave her credit for. But they never really explained her, did anything. Anyway, they kind of did, but Robert Pattinson and his hair, oh my God, that was sad. Batman needs to be hot, and that was not. Anyway, that's just my personal gripe, but
You mean
so
Segret Diggory didn't make you hot?
that was not Cedric Diggory. That
Yeah.
wasn't Cedric, was it?
Robert
No.
Pattinson was Segret Diggory.
No way. Well, no, actually, no, he didn't make
Wait.
me hot. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, he was a nice looking guy, but no, he didn't make me hot. But and I could never make it through the Twilight stuff. I've seen like the ending of the third one and the very beginning of the first one, and just was no, just no. All right. Oh, and they are working on the new Batman, a sequel to this one coming up. I don't know
Okay,
why.
Robert Pattinson, Cedric Diggory.
All I saw was Blueprint. So,
Yeah.
but no, that's good. Okay, but I'll have to. Well, you watch it as I boycott it, and we'll see how it goes. All right, moving on. Reacher season 4. Are you watching it at all?
Nope.
Oh, it's too bad. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it, and yeah, I'm.
Is it like
Very,
Tracker?
Actually, better because it's not got as many episodes and it's got more action, and you would like it's more bloody, not horribly, but more bloody, so you would like it.
Do heads blow up?
What?
Heads blow up, no
No,
head blows up? Okay.
but yeah, no. But it's really well done, and it's one of those series that it gets better every season. Unlike the Jack Ryan ones, which started out good and then went downhill. So sad. All right, knocked out a few movies. Disclosure Day.
I don't want to hear about it. I haven't watched it yet.
All I'm going to say is could have watched an action flick and been more entertained.
Well, I keep hearing bad reviews.
I'm not going to give it a bad review, but I'm not going to give it a glowing one.
Okay.
I'm going to give a you watch it and tell me what you think. We'll discuss it when you get a chance to see it.
Okay.
All right. Then I watch Michael finally, and so some of it was, I mean, it was really good, and but some of it was so cringe, like the whole stuff with, Bubbles the monkey. And
Oh, yeah.
then just having a random python laying around, and
It was just like done.
the way that he would like all of a sudden just go into like staring into the distance, smiling like you had just, huffed poppers or something. I don't know. But I'll tell you, it reminded me how much talent and fun his music was when it came out in that timeline. I mean, although one thing I did learn from it is I did not know that I did at that MTV was so racist at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I mean, I didn't have MTV at that time, but yeah, I did not realize that. So, I mean, awesome that they broke through. And that he cleared the way, kind of
Well,
made the way, but damn,
he basically said, "Don't show my videos. Go
right, don't
ahead.
show. We're
Don't show
I
them."
love the way that the guy is like, and we're pulling Cyndi Lauper, and we're pulling, and there was a Cyndi Lauper tape on the desk. I love that. So anyway, good film, but man, there were some parts of it that just I was like, ugh, I don't want to.
Well, I was watching MJ the musical,
Oh.
the Broadway musical.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't touch on any of that, it
Tabloid
was
stuff.
still enjoyable because you got it was great music, it
It
was
really was,
and it
yeah.
was really timely. Later on when he started getting into the military shit and I wasn't as much
Right.
into it, but the glowing days of Off the Wall and Thriller were
Yes.
just what a
Brilliant.
time period.
Absolutely. I mean, the Thriller album is brilliant and still to this day can stand up to it, to scrutiny. I'll tell you, the actor that played Joe, his dad, was phenomenal in it. I mean, he just incorporated or encapsulated that Joe. So, all right, and the last one that was I finally watched Devil Wears Prada 2. And like you had said before, it was fun, and I wasn't as horribly turned off by some of the costumes the way that you were, but man, sometimes I just wanted to get an iron and be like, would you fucking iron that dress? That looks awful.
Oh, well, it was, I mean, it's a show about fashion that had no
Yeah,
fashion. By the
right.
way, Joe Jackson was played by Coleman Domingo. How could you not know who he is? He's on everything right now.
He looked well. I don't know if you're kidding, but he did look very familiar. But he did a phenomenal job with that role. I mean, physically transforming into looking like him, acting like him. I mean, it
Yeah,
was just wild.
he's got an Emmy nomination for the Zendaya,
Zendaya.
that show, and
Yeah.
he also got
Oh,
one for
okay.
the Four Seasons with Tina Fey. He's for
Oh,
supporting actor for
wow.
that. So, and then he's got a couple Oscar nominations the last few years. I don't know how you don't know who he is, and he's gay.
Well,
Super
that's
gay.
great. Sometimes it takes a really good role to bring somebody to the forefront, and then all of a sudden you realize he's everywhere and you know who they are. And yeah, kind of like Nicholas Holt.
No, I knew who he was.
Well, you did, but you're more into, look, I'm checking this box. Look, I'm checking that box.
No,
Well,
you're too busy looking at that box. That's the problem.
I
I don't know
know
what their
it's.
faces looked like, but he looked like he had a nice dick.
Well, when some people still have a life, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, moving on.
You?
All
Okay. Good
right.
call. You got me. Okay, go
Yeah.
ahead.
All right, love it or hate it. Brunch.
I used to love it when it was kind of a it was like,
Fun.
well, not just fun, it was novel at the time. And now you go in and it's like, okay, well, you know what? I don't really want the waffles with the blueberry reduction and the and it's just it's turned into not being breakfast anymore and turned out to being what kind of weird shit can we do with food? And like breakfast, you haven't been to butter and bacon and
No, I've
butter.
never been there.
Okay. They've got like a it's a cheese sandwich that is has Eggs Benedict on it. It's like, what?
Ew.
I don't
No,
want
thank
this.
you.
Just can I have the Eggs Benedict with some hash browns and some bacon and just leave me alone.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound very, very interesting. All I ever
And
hear
it's
about brunch
expensive.
is when somebody says brunch is oh, mimosas. And I'm like, well,
Ugh, mimosas
yeah.
are no.
And they never make
Now,
them right. And champagne brings me down anyway.
well,
So,
yeah, give me the Bloody Mary. That then
oh,
we can talk.
yes.
But that's the other thing. Brunch has just turned into a reason to drink in the the early afternoon or morning, late morning. So, and I can do that anyway. So.
And you do. I like the actually kind of like you said, I like the idea of brunch, but it's kind of be morphed into something that I don't care about. Now, if we had like a group of friends and we did brunch like it's in somebody's house or something like that, that would be
Wow.
much more
Well,
interesting. So, all
very
right.
interesting.
Next up, hey Chubbs. Do you expect too much access? Do we expect too much access to celebrities' private lives and have social media and celebrity culture erase the line between being a fan and feeling entitled to know everything about the star?
Well, I was thinking, I keep hearing these stories about how certain, because we hear about these, certain men kept their homosexuality hidden for years, even kept it away from the press. It wasn't like, everybody knew Rock Hudson was gay because the press knew Rock Hudson was gay, but they didn't say anything, but they knew, so there was that time period. A lot of celebrities, if they don't, I hate it. I hate that we think that we should know everything about everything. I do. But a lot of that is because the celebrity knows that they can't, it's much harder to move forward if the audience isn't begging for more of you. And so you keep giving them, and you make the papers. And as long as you're not being, canceled or called out on it, it does really help your career out. But that's one thing that I did not like as a not famous person was when I got called out as a famous person, and they would not believe that I wasn't that person. And I'm thinking, you're this bad? And I'm not the real person. I can't even imagine how horrible it would be to have people like, you can't walk down the street. And so yeah, there was a lot of that I don't like, and we become creepy stalkers at best when we're so into, I know a lot about the people who I like, but not to the point of where they're getting, like court orders to keep me 400 feet away from them. And there's a lot of people that have that problem. And look at all the those people that got murdered by their stalkers. And they weren't even famous people. I mean, they were semi-famous, but nothing like when you've got somebody's following Britney Spears or Jane Fonda or somebody like that. No, they were following secondary characters on TV shows and murdering them. So yeah, it's just enough.
I definitely understand that. I mean, I think that's one thing when I was younger, definitely played, I played into the, I mean, being a fan. But I think when I got older and started working with, celebrities, like interviewing them and stuff like that, and just being exposed to they're just regular people, and some of them are kind of boring behind the scenes. You're
Well,
just
yeah,
like,
they're
okay,
just.
you know what? I'm not gonna treat anyone, fanning out over them, even if I want to, like Corey Hart or something like that. I'm not gonna do that to somebody.
You're right. I mean, I spent the afternoon with Mark Ruffalo and didn't throw myself at him once.
Oh,
And
sweet
he's on
guy.
my list. But it's just. These are people who got lucky breaks, are worked their asses off to earn what they got, so you can like them from afar, but just calm down. Like these, I was watching these fan expos where, it's either Comic-Con or something where they sit there and they sign they're making a lot of money. I didn't realize how much money that they were making. If you want them to sign a picture, or sign a book, or sign, a videotape, they're getting sometimes into the $100 worth, and heaven forbid taking pictures with them. I don't even know what that costs. And I remember I.
I know, like, I saw one for like $125 for one person to sign something. I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Right, I remember a story. Jane Fonda was saying that her dad just didn't understand why anybody would want his autograph. And the person who she was talking to goes, "Can you imagine if your dad, maybe I think it was Conan O'Brien. I think that's who it was." He goes, "Can you imagine your dad during the selfie era?" And she's going, "He wouldn't leave the house." It's just like that's it's so it's one thing asking for an autograph, another getting in a picture with them, and putting your arm around, they put your arm, yeah, it's I think it, it's we got to get over it, celebrity.
All right. Next up, hey Chubbs, has Hollywood become creatively bankrupt with Practical Magic 2, Toy Story 5, Father in Law, and Roots, and reboots of Clueless and The Rockford Files? Are studios giving audiences what they want or exploiting nostalgia because they're terrified to gamble on original ideas? And I think we've kind of talked about this before. And you know what? If it works and you give a good story, who cares?
Yeah, well, I think that honestly, it is that they are terrified to try original works because they think that if you do another Green Lantern, that because this is the third installment that I know of outside of comic books, so you get a you do this again, and people are know the Green Lantern, so they're going to be I mean, let's face it, people are attracted to it because it's the Green Lantern. You know, even if it's
Right.
DC, they're watching the series because of it. They didn't go, "Oh, lanterns, that sounds like something that might be interesting." No, they went, "Oh, that's the Green Lantern show."
Right.
So the producers are right. People are motivated to go see that. But if it's shit, they're also motivated to talk smack about it and never want to see it again.
Right.
And you sometimes, honestly, sometimes you can damage the whole, like, let's face it, if the new Harry Potter series coming out is terrible, they're locked into doing 7 seasons of that over 10 years. So I mean, imagine, because I remember many a time where there was a situation where, oh yeah, well, like the Masters of the Universe that just came out, they were planning on doing two more installments of that, but it didn't make any money. So guess what? Not going to happen.
Well, yeah, you can definitely see that. I mean, I also think that there is a don't want to say a call, but I think there is a thing with like audiences and people like us who, during a time that is very erratic and disruptive and fucked up, that we have a desire to be nostalgic for the places and the things that felt safe. So coming and watching Practical Magic 2, we're all in on it because if you make a good story about Practical Magic 2, we get to revisit those characters and
Right.
we get to revisit that time that was special to us at a time when we weren't half as worried about what the fuck is going to happen tomorrow, the next
Right,
day, you know.
but you know, I mean, you know, like I said, in those kind of cases, it works out,
Yeah.
especially if it's good. But I mean, what if it's bad? Look at, I mean, Devil's Wear Prada 2 was fine, but did it need to be made? Not really.
No.
I mean, there was, I didn't think there was enough story really to carry it all, and I didn't believe most of it was going on anyway.
Yeah, it was just a nice,
But
simple little
yeah,
something.
but you know, it was a little show, but they made it a big show.
Right.
So
It's like what was the Bridget Jones's Diary, and then it had like three or four other
yeah,
movies of
it,
it, and most of them that I know, I don't think you cared for them, but I actually liked them.
I never
I think there
seen
was only
one.
one of them that I thought was kind of eh.
I've never seen one. I don't even know what it's about. Not that you need to
Well,
tell me.
I would have to challenge you to go watch Bridget Jones's
Oh,
Diary, and if
no.
you don't like it, don't watch anyone. I know you're not a Zellweger fan, but I mean, oh my God. It's just an
Okay.
iconic movie.
Okay.
So anyway, and last question. Hey Chubbs, how do you feel about left-wing podcasters and critics of Trump making fun of his weight? Well, I know that I recently complained to you and unsubbed from Jack Cacciarallo on
Nicely
YouTube.
done.
Yeah, I know, right? Because his show has involved, I mean, it's already been kind of annoying because he'll be like, oh, she up and was fired from, you know, Trump land or whatever, and whatever the headline is, it's not that
Oh,
headline. You
yeah.
go through half a show of other crap before you even talk about that, and then it's usually not really about that.
It's like Trump has seen his end. No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, Hetzix is going to be fired. No, he's not.
Right.
Natalie ran from the White House crying. No, she didn't.
Yeah. And
It's
what's the bruising for?
all just terrible title treatments that he
Right.
does, and they sound really great, and they never pay out ever.
But recently, he has gotten to a point where he has started like really going in on Trump's weight. And I'm like, okay, so Trump does stupid things like, oh, my friend who took the fat shot and he was really fat. And you know, and I understand that he is laying shit out there and putting himself open for crap. But it's one thing to call them out on it. It's one thing to throw a couple "you're really one to talk, bitch" type things, but to go on show after show after show with put downs and shit that is seventh grade level. I mean, I really felt like I was back in school during one of his shows, listening to the bullies talk about the fat kids and the shit that he was saying. I'm just like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. This isn't helping anybody. This is not showing, fucking constant, when your kids say, "Oh, well, there were concentration camps and people were getting shot in the streets while you were doing, while you were doing your show," and be like, "Yeah, and I spent most of it talking about how fat Trump was," like,
Right.
and making cheap jokes that, you would hear on a schoolyard. Fuck you.
Well, it's just, there you still have to supply a little more information than just how fat he is. I mean, granted, all he does is talk about, the guy from Illinois, the governor.
Oh, Pritzker.
Yes,
Yeah.
how fat he is. I mean, Trump,
Yeah.
and the thing is that Trump obviously believes he's actually 237 pounds, because and he must, I just, it's so obvious that whenever he makes fun of things or says that people are doing things, it's actually stuff that him and his people are doing. It's always, if he says something to, "Oh,
It's
look at
foul.
those awful cartoons that Newsom's bringing out." Well, he's just balancing off of your awful cartoons. What do you think of yours? "Oh, mine are fine.
Right. And I mean,
Mine are great."
here's the schmuck who is talking about how America owns the moon, posting himself, in AI pictures with George Washington on horseback. And I mean, just like the most ludicrous. He should, if this were Biden, he would have been pulled out of office in a heartbeat over less than,
Oh, yeah.
10% of this shit. And yet everybody's just like, "Oh dear. Oh, look at grandpa. Look how fat he is." Really, Jack? Look how fat he is. That's Look at your hair, girl. Let's get really debased. Anyway, it's stupid because it's like, if you go
Well,
for the baseline thinking that's what your attack is, then you're losing credibility for all the shit that's really happening.
yeah, if you're only hitting him on being fat, then
Yeah.
you're missing the whole picture.
And I think Jennifer from IHIP does it right. She goes in for the zingers. She calls him, Cankles McTaco Tits. And then she moves on to the real important stuff. So, yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, speaking of getting your fat bitch on, as one of the podcasters say online, let's talk about what's in your lunchbox. Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, "It's been super hot here this week and tonight. I didn't want to cook or even eat anything hot. Pulled already cooked shrimp out of the freezer, poured commercial cocktail sauce in a bowl, and cut up fruit not pictured. Easy dinner." And
Well,
then.
you got to remember that back east, between the heat and the humidity, I just, because you, I mean, the heat takes it out of you. I get that, but when you get the humidity on top of that, then you kind of don't want to eat, at all. So I get it. I never get the already cooked shrimp. And they seem like they'd be much easier to deal with, because they're never overcooked or anything. And Sean always accuses me of undercooking shrimp. So,
Ooh,
yeah.
grown. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Moose, for that. And now we have one from Tom.
I wish it was a better picture, but what
Me
happened was,
too.
we got the banh mi sandwiches yesterday,
Oh.
and I said, make sure and get two extra rolls, and we can make a sandwich late, that sandwich later. So we made spaghetti, and we had so much spaghetti sauce left over. I sliced up the rolls and put some spaghetti sauce in it. So it's beef and sausage with tomatoes, and we've got the cheese and stuff. They were delightful, just delightful. And you've had the bread, so you know how good the bread is. I've still got two rolls, and I'm afraid that they're too hard now, but I think I might put them, I can wrap them and put them in the microwave in like a wet wrap or something. But those rolls just are so good. I was thinking, oh, I could make bacon and put American cheese in there, bacon, scrambled eggs, and make a breakfast sandwich. Or I could do peanut butter and jelly. That might be really good in something like that. I don't know. It makes me want to be creative. So, yeah.
Totally get that. And that is something that I would definitely try. Yeah, that role is brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. All right. Well, thank you for that. And now, if you want to see what's in our lunch boxes, all you have to do is go over to facebook.com/chubsgonewild and it will be posted there. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my books and other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe. And in the if you want to just let us know that you were watching, who you are, where you're at, just say hi. We'd like to know who's been hanging out with us online. So
absolutely. And with that, we thank you for joining us on this amazing, fun afternoon and happy Labor Day. And we will catch you later.
bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.